With Yellowstone Public Radio News in Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie. In central Montana, drones are dropping peanut butter pellets on prairie dog colonies. It's part of an effort by biologists at the UL Bend National Wildlife Refuge to save North America's most endangered mammal. Out here in this part of central Montana, there is no cell reception. Just a half crescent moon, a cold, dark prairie, and a white pickup truck, where I'm sitting with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services biologist Randy Matchett. He's sipping coffee, it's about 5 a.m., and sweeping a spotlight back and forth. Suddenly, a pair of brilliant green eyes pop out of the darkness.
Those eyes are amazing.
They belong to a black-footed ferret, the most endangered mammal in North America. There's only about 300 left in the wild.
They're these ferocious, masked bandits of the prairie. They're like these little slinkies.
That's Christy Bly, a senior biologist with the World Wildlife Fund. She says black-footed ferrets depend almost entirely on prairie dogs to survive.
Prairie dogs are chicken McNuggets of the prairie, where so many species eat them.
But in recent years, prairie dog towns across the American West have been exposed to a deadly disease called sylvatic plague. While it's treatable in humans, sylvatic plague can wipe out entire prairie dog towns in less than a month. And that means no more food for black-footed ferrets. So Randy Matchett and Christy Bly have spent the summer vaccinating prairie dogs against the plague using drones.
Run, 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 forest, run!
The sun is up now and a drone named Shep is zooming over a prairie dog town. Every 30 feet or so, it shoots out these little blueberry-sized pellets. As the pellets fall to the ground, prairie dogs begin munching on them because they taste like peanut butter. But they're laced with a live vaccine that protects those prairie dogs from the plague.
We have to keep enough alive in enough places to keep ferrets alive.
Since 1994, biologists have released more than 250 black-footed ferrets out here on the refuge. But the population is constantly ebbing and flowing, due in part to sylvatic plague. Right now, biologists think there are about 24 ferrets living out on the refuge. And if they manage the plague here, the population could grow. Using a drone helps that happen faster. Christy Bly says they cover more ground and leave less of an ecological footprint than, say, an ATV. But this is the first year they've used one, so there are still a couple of kinks, like when Shep suddenly veers off its pre-mapped path and begins to head home.
I think it's jammed.
Kurt Krieger, the drone's pilot and engineer, coaxes Shep to the ground.
Why is Shep being a little bit wonky this morning, isn't he?
The team huddles around the drone, pulling pieces apart and inspecting the pellet shooter.
I'm frazzled a little bit, but you have clearer minds going, hey, why don't you just check this? Oh, yeah, duh.
And once the team fixes the drone, they refill it with pellets, turn it on, and then the drone takes off.
There it is. Shep's on his way. We have pellets dropping. Something just, yep, there they go. Something just shot offside. Boom, boom, look at them go.
Nice work, guys.
Good job, man.
Thanks for the interview.
Oh, yeah.
By the end of the day, they hope to expose more than 4,000 prairie dogs to the vaccine. And as the drone disappears, I reach down to check my cell phone. But then I remember there's no service out here. No news about fires ravaging Montana or hurricanes hitting the coast. No Charlottesville or immigration reform. Just a flat, short grass prairie and some low red hills. The previous evening, as the sun was setting, I was out here with Bly and I asked her why it was so important to save black-footed ferrets, especially when it feels like nowadays the whole world is in crisis.
I do think there's a lot in the world that's sad, and there's a lot that's going on in the world that's out of our control. And when you come to places like this, and when you have the opportunity to make a difference, to bring an endangered species back, it helps restore balance. It helps to restore missing pieces of the puzzle.
And then Bly sets up a thermal imaging camera, hoping when the sun sets and the prairie becomes silent and still, she'll catch another glimpse of the rarest mammal in North America. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.